Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
The price of eggs has been a talker for a while. And I said, I need to talk to somebody that has a little bit of a gauge on what the heck is going on. Amy Winter, owner of Chick with the Whistle Farms, local farmer in studio here on the Lake Show, to talk about what we're seeing, concerns that she has as a farmer. And so, Amy, thank you so much for coming in studio. How you been?
I've been doing well. Thank you so much for the invite.
Always a pleasure to chat with you. We've been longtime friends.
We have.
And so, first off, kind of give a little background on Chick with the Whistle Farms, how long you've been in existence, and what all you carry and do.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a very small hobby farm. I used to live in the cities, and we wanted a little bit of land. And so just short of 10 years ago, we decided to move the family out to right on the line between kind of the country and the city, and got a little bit of acreage and started with some chickens, and that transitioned to some goats, and then from there went to some pigs and sheep and ducks.
Oh, wow.
And so we kind of deep dive there and had a lot of fun learning a whole lot. I did not grow up on the farm. I've learned it as an adult, but it's been a lot of fun.
All right, so how did that happen though? Like what drove you to the farm? That's kind of cool. I love that.
You know, I in college, I wanted chickens. And then when I got out of college, I met a friend who had goats. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And the kids were young. And we decided to get the kids into 4-H and have just really enjoyed raising our kids in that environment.
You know, one of the things that I love, and this is just being blessed and having a hookup, is that when you go around and you shop, you know me for years, I try to eat healthy the majority of the time. And so when you go into a Whole Foods or whatever, you're going to buy the groceries that you need. I have had your eggs for years. They're phenomenal. I mean, when people talk about, you know, farm to table, that's essentially what we're talking about here, right? So when you hear about the headlines or see them with regards to the avian flu, what are your concerns as a farmer? And I guess for people out there listening, how concerned should they be?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously in the news. It is getting closer and closer, and there are now confirmed cases here in Minnesota. So I pay attention as of how close it's getting. For me personally, just as a hobby farmer, what I really am watchful of is migratory birds, because that's how they are transferring it from farm to farm. And so my chicken's free range, and so they could potentially get in contact with birds that just happen to fly on the property. So,
and would that, I mean, how so is it if they come in contact, is it a type of situation where it could ruin your entire stock of chickens? Or
I mean, if you know, there are different strands of avian flu, but there is one that is the one we're all concerned about. And if that does happen on your farm and you do get a confirmed case for containment, you will have to then dispose of your flock.
All right, we're talking to owner of Chick with the Whistle Farms, Amy Winter, here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. When you see the images of people going to the grocery store and it despite of all the eggs and stuff like that, like, what's the first thing that pops in your head?
It is a little surprising because, you know, candidly, I didn't get into this to earn a ton of money or make a lot of profit. When you think about how much it costs to, you know, run a farm and raise chickens and do this, you know, you're looking to break even for most people. And so to see the egg prices so high in the store is a little surprising, just because that's not been the reality for so many years.
I got a quote here from a gentleman by the name of Greg Herbick. He's the CEO of Herbick's Poultry Ranch in Michigan. He says, and it's a pretty, I don't say funny quote, but he says, I call this virus a terrorist, and we are in a battle and losing at the moment. You pay attention to all of this. You're seeing and hoping for the best with this flu thing. We've looked at the prices and we've seen the prices just jump up. Like, when you see the prices jump up like that, do you think that we're at a point where it could go much further in terms of how high it could go? Or do you think that we're kind of at the point where it could be steady, at least for the short term? Or is that still kind of in flux? You don't know.
I think it's still in flux because, again, we had a wave. This is a new wave, and it's really hard to predict. I would say in the short term, the wondering is how it impacts our egg costs. But it's having other effects. It's having effects of now everybody wants to go buy chicks because they see how much it costs to purchase eggs. That's having an effect on availability of chicks or even the cost of that. And so there are some other things that are playing out that it'll be interesting to kind of see how this plays. And I think big picture, the other wondering is that they're watching is the reason they're trying to contain it is we have seen the avian flu transfer from animal to animal and different types of animals. And so the concern is there has been a confirmed case between animal and human. And I think that's really what their big picture trying to avoid is really like a pandemic where maybe it might be a concern for humans.
Let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to put you in a position to be like overly critical of all of the different grocery stores or the different companies, but
the podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me speak for myself. I do think that there, at least the last couple of years, has been a little bit, depending on different products and stuff like that, a little bit of price gouging. All right, so you are somebody, like you just mentioned, you're a farmer. You're not into it to like, you know, you're not trying to compete with the big dogs and all of that stuff, whatever. But do you think that the prices that we're seeing right now relatively are where they should be? Or do you think that we might be slightly getting gouged a little bit? Is that hard to say?
It really is hard to say, but I would say, you know, one of the things about eggs is you do want them fresh. And so getting them from the farm to the stores is really important. And if there's a break in that connection between the farm and the store, I could see how it has some impact. Now, you know, do I know enough about how much this impacts that and how much of an influx?
And how it gets the distribution and all that. Yeah.
You know, I experience it on a very, very small scale. So, like, for right now, people have been messaging me and they want eggs.
Yep.
We have freezing temperatures.
Yep.
If you're not out in those, picking up those eggs, like, multiple times a day, all of my eggs are cracking and I'm throwing them away. That has a direct impact on, you know, my supply. And I'm having to turn all these customers away that I don't have any eggs right now.
Do you need me to come out there and help you with the eggs?
Yeah.
Me and Chris, we'll work for eggs. Well, I saw like a funny video.
That's true.
I saw a funny video and a meme, I thought it was hilarious, where this woman, she's in her vehicle, and this guy walks up, and then he's like, "Do you got it?" And she's like, "Yeah, do you got the money?" And it's almost as a playoff of like a drug deal. And she's got like this Ziploc full of eggs. And she's like, "No, where's the money?" And he's like, "Oh." And it's just, you know, so it's kind of a funny. I know it's a bit and we're kind of, you know, cracking jokes about it because you want to laugh at everything. with so many serious things going on in the world. But that is how people are taking this extremely serious. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's not a serious situation.
And I do need egg money, by the way. So,
me and Chris, we're available on weekends. We are off weekends. We don't do a show. So if you need us, we'll come out to the farm and help you out in any way.
I might have to take you up if this weather keeps going.
What for all the people out there listening, would you want to convey to them just about where we're at with egg prices and just everything that's kind of going on? Any advice, any concerns, anything that they should just pay attention to right now, just in the climate of egg prices and trying to get eggs?
I would probably say that what I hear most among my colleagues is that egg prices do have a cost, especially when you're buying local. And so, you know, now everybody's experienced that cost, even just from like high production plants. But, you know, supporting that local farmer, as big or as little, and realizing that that does have a cost and has a value, I'm hoping that we kind of see that and realize that.
Yeah. Amy Winter, owner of Chick with the Whistle Farms, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I appreciate you coming in studio. And I appreciate the eggs that you brought me, too.
Oh, not a problem at all. Thank you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.